Online. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Listening to WLAW Sports at the half. Bannock's leading Ubley 18-16 in the WLAW Sports season debut here. And season number four for Clark Ramsey and John Mooney behind the microphone here at half court. Where Thumb Sailor courtside seats. It's been a little bit of a lackluster first half. Low scoring, keeping it easy on us tonight. That's for sure, getting back into the swing of things here. Leading scorers for the Ubley Bearcats with Kurt Kabosky and Jeffrey Wright each with 6 points. And Dylan Daniel Nemirov with 4 points. No free throw shot for the Bearcats in that first half. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, Tommy Morneau leads all scoring with 10 points. He had 7 in the second quarter alone. Jared Brown with all of his 6 points in the second quarter. And Mason Krug with 2 points. Andrew Sutton 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Our only free throws in this entire game thus far. John Mooney.
As far as shooting is concerned, it's pretty much going according to plan. For the season, what I've seen out of Bad Axe is that their floor shooting is roughly around 37%. And that's exactly what they're doing today. 8 for 22 in the entire first half for 36%. That's right about where they normally are. I don't have any stats on Ubley Bearcats for the season, but they're shooting 7 for 27 for 25%. I think they're going to need to kick that up a notch. Like a lot of notches for the second half if they're going to be successful in the second half, because if it comes down to a foul shooting type of match, that's going to be going to Bad Axe every time.
Well, we'll find out 3 minutes and 45 seconds before we start this second half from Ubley, Michigan on a chilly but clear and beautiful night in the Thumb of Michigan on the WLAW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops in the Thumb of Michigan.
Do any of these scenarios sound familiar to you?
Drop my phone again. That's the third time this week.
This phone is ancient. I really need to upgrade to a smartphone.
What can I get my wife for Christmas?
Or maybe worse. If any of these scenarios are plaguing you, get into Thumb Cellular and take advantage of their free smartphone promotion going on now through the Christmas season. There are three great free smartphones to choose from: the LG F90, the Moto G, and the LG Optimus Select. Or take a look at the huge savings on many other popular phones, including the all-new LG G3 and the Samsung Galaxy S5. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office this Christmas season before the new year in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Or go to thumbcellular.com. Offers good while supplies last. Terms of service apply. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
How's your steering stopping and stability?
Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $30 off. That's right. Have two Napa Quick Struts installed and get a smoother ride and get $30 off. Also, find sale prices on Cooper, BF, Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
We're a minute away from starting the second half with Bannex leading by a mere 2 points, 18-16. Both teams a little below their averages thus far. Bannex on the season is averaging roughly 48 points, so they are about 6 points below their average in this first half, and the Ubley Bearcats averaging 39. So roughly at half, they should be scoring, well, let's see if I can do my math here, 19 and a half points or so. They're about 3 points below. But we'll see what the second half entails for us here.
Looks like Ubley is coming out with original starters. They're going to be getting the ball in the to start the second half. They're ready to go. There's about 15 seconds left on the clock.
And both teams are on the court already. For Ubley out there, your starters, Kabosky, Wright, Mirop, Bisher, and Weber. For the Bannex Hatchets, Brown, Morneau, Krug, Messing, and Sutton, also your starters in this third quarter.
The only one in foul trouble is Aaron Klamma for Ubley.
Mirror up, top of the key to Bisher. Ubley now going right to left across your radio. Weber at the right wing, right elbow, excuse me. Back up to right. Kowalski, right wing against Morneau. Mirop now takes the jumper just outside the free throw line. This one's good. Mirop starts the scoring for Ubley in the second half, and it's a tie ball game, 18-18. Top of the key, Brown over to Morneau. Thought about taking the three. Instead, Brown dribbles into the free throw line. This one rims in and out, but it's a long rebound back into the hands of Brown. Feeds it down into Messing for the jump for the layup from the left side, and no good. He gets his own rebound. And we have a held ball, possession arrow favoring the Bannex Hatchets. Martin Essing will be inbounded himself for the Hatchets underneath his own hoop. Feeds into the corner to Krug, back up to Brown, who takes the three, no. Rebound, Krug, and he puts it in for two. Mason Krug now with 4 points on the night. Gives the lead back to Bannex, 18-20. 6:50 left in the third quarter. Kabosky dribbling from afar on the right wing. Grant Weber, shuffle the feet, and we got Disco Knight here, a travel from the Ubley Bearcats. First turnover in the second half. That is the sixth on the night for Ubley. Bannex ball on the side.
Hatches are doing a nice job fighting through the screens on their man-to-man defense.
Down to the corner to Krug, being guarded in the zone defense from Ubley. Brown for the three, top of the key. This one's no good. Rebound into the hands of Bisher, and feeds it into Jeffrey Wright, who pushes it up, and it's deflected pass by Brown, and Wright gets it back, but he can't hang on to it as he's trying to feed into Mirop, goes out of bounds, and it's Bannex ball. For those keeping score of the Michigan State game at home, it is at the end of overtime, Maryland 55, Michigan State 55, heading to double overtime.
Michigan went to overtime with Illinois today.
Jared Brown feeds it down to, that would be Krug at the left post, and this is triple teamed and stolen by Kabosky. Eighth turnover for Bannex of the night. 6:10 remains in the third. It's a 2-point game, 20-18, and we have,
I think it's a technical foul on,
that's a technical foul
on Bannex.
Mark Krug.
Bannex bench.
That was out of nowhere. So two free throws coming here.
The JV coach looks awful innocent, so it must be on Coach Krug.
Well, can Kelly Deere say, I mean, he's an innocent man. Just look at the guy. Side the line, shooting two for Ubley is Kurt Kabosky. First one is up and smooth. 1-point game, 20-19. Silent gym here, except for a few selfies and Snapchats going on. Second free throw, no good. So it remains a 1-point game. BetX by 1, 20-19, 6:09 in the third.